And a good Friday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. This hour, we're going to talk research and extension, 4-H, and also the Save Farm here later on in the program today. We've got John Jobin from K-State Research and Extension, 4-H agent. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm always nervous on days like this that we're not going to have a show on In Focus, but you're able to get in here safely.
Yeah, we, you know, as well as many other entities in Manhattan, our offices were closed, but I didn't have a good excuse, Brandon, because my house is like a block and a half from the studio. So
wow.
I figured I'd come in and see you face to face.
Well, appreciate that. I always like talking to you here. First, before we get going, anything new at the Extension office right now?
You know, we have been rocking and rolling these past months with the new County Extension Director, Gary Fike, who I believe has come in here and spoken with you at least a couple times.
Yeah.
So Gary's been, you know, a tremendous addition to the Extension office, and you know, one of our charges for this next year and beyond is we're really working to be innovative in the way that we are working with the citizens of Riley County. So, you know, stay tuned. I always encourage people to check us out on our webpage at www.riley.ksu.edu, but also join us on our Facebook page at Riley County Extension. That's kind of where we like to throw things out, all the fun things that are happening in the Extension world. So, yeah, check us out on Facebook to see what we're doing in these next couple months.
Okay. The thing we're talking about here today, I was surprised that we're already coming around to this again here, but that's the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge for 2020.
So as you just said, kind of caught me off guard as well. Like, wow, it's really time to start recruiting youth for this particular event. But this is our Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge event, as you mentioned. This is something that we have participated in and really sanctioned and hosted for 4 years now. This will be event number four. This is a partnership between the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, obviously K-State Research and Extension here in Riley County, a state entity called Network Kansas, and then one of our biggest supporters statewide and here in Riley County are going to be the Kansas Freemasons. So really, I throw it out there every year and certainly pitch it to our young participants as Shark Tank for high school kids. I encounter on a regular basis so many young people that have that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, they're very creative, they're maybe business minded, but they don't really have a place for that to land. We do participate with some educators at our local high schools that, you know, host entrepreneurship classes, but this particular event allows them the opportunity to, you know, put together a business plan to showcase their business or product idea, and then ultimately compete to win some funds that can be used as seed money for their business, whatever that may be.
Do you find in the past events you've had that a lot of these folks are a lot of these young people that have come out that this is their first attempt at something like this?
Not even a question. And what we see is, I think for most of them, this is their first attempt to actually put something like this together. It can be a challenge to put together a business plan if you've never seen one or had the opportunity to do so, which kind of leads me into what I see as being the beauty of an event like the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge is not just the space to practice this, but it's a place where they are interacting with true life entrepreneurs that are our judges for the event. So they come in, you know, they're competing in three different categories. They're putting together that business plan, which gets reviewed and critiqued. They do a trade show presentation. So it's kind of an informal back and forth between judges and participants. And then they do a four minute formal presentation. And all of these three components, the judges are actively giving critique and feedback on. So it's not just, hey, good job, kid. You know, thanks for participating. It's have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? You know, where does the market stand? Or maybe that adult business owner entrepreneur saying, in my line of experience, I have ran into this difficulty. Here's how you can avoid it. So that's just another caveat. The other thing is, as I sit here and talk about this event, is it is open to the public to come in and see the event in progress. So the event takes place on Wednesday, March 4th out at Potter Hall in Seco Park from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And we love having the public come in because, once again, it's that interaction with our youth entrepreneurs that really allows them to kind of to practice their pitch and to get their business plan out there.
All right. Who is eligible to compete in this?
That's a great question. So if you are listening right now and you know a high schooler that is living or attending high school, or they are high school age living in Riley County, you are eligible to participate in this. We see these past 3 years that we've held it, you know, some of the participants are local Riley County 4-Hers, some of them are students at MHS or Blue Valley up north, or, you know, even up at Riley County High School. So, or homeschooled. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've had homeschool participants before. So if you're interested, you're hearing this, or you're a parent or grandparent or friend of someone who fits that demographic, I would say just holler at me, John Job, over at the Extension Office, 785-537-6350, and I'll get you on your way.
All right. And I know we covered this last year. Sam Henney went out and covered this for us, and I think the winner last year was MHS student for an idea called Splatter Bounce.
Okay. So Splatter Bounce was in the top running. The actual winner was a young gentleman who had a business called Cat Fay. Do you remember the Cat Fay guy?
Oh, yes. That's right.
So just to give you kind of an idea at, you know, how interesting and creative some of these businesses are, the gentleman who won had a business called Cat Fay, and basically he proposed that he would set up a cafe and it would have a partnership with like a local humane society so that people could enjoy a beverage, you know, coffee, tea, whatever, and engage with these animals in that type of environment, that ultimately hoping they would be adopted. So his business plan was super solid. I think he was a fantastic public speaker and presenter, and judges loved him. So which Brandon brings me on kind of the next point is, you know, they compete on this local level. First place individual then can go on to the state level, which is held every year in April at Kansas State University. And it's something to see. It's just a whole different ball game. You know, very serious youth entrepreneurs. And there are, I would say, substantial funds that they can, again, take from that event as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, the Chamber obviously has an interest in this because they're all about entrepreneurial opportunities.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, we have pitched in the past, we've gone and spoken with groups. You know, they do that, what is it, 1 Million Cups event monthly down at the Wareham Theater. So we've pitched this event to real entrepreneurs in the community saying, hey, come out and support these youth entrepreneurs. We find that it's great to have events like this, kind of one and done, but I think to really launch a youth entrepreneur, they have to have some type of continued mentorship, you know, bringing them along in the process and really teaching them what skills are needed to make the thing come to fruition.
All right. Again, John Job joining us here, Riley County Extension 4-H agent, the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge 2020, happening Wednesday, March 4th. Registration is due about a week ahead, February 28th.
Yep. And again, you know, pitch this out to if you have somebody in that age demographic, but I also encourage you as listeners, if you know you're not doing anything that morning or you have some time off work, to come out and just kind of see what's going on. It's a great way to support local youth development programs and see some of these young people that will be steering our Riley County communities in the future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be a great event. I know it always is, and this is the fourth year that it's been going on here. Hopefully this is something that we can continue here in our community.
Absolutely.
Going forward. Anything else we should know?
No, just like I said, you know, if you have any questions about all the work we do at the Extension, we are here to help the people of Riley County. Or if you're interested in 4-H youth development, which is my realm, you can always contact me again at the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350, or you can email me at jajob@ksu.edu. We're here to help.
All right. And you guys are closed today because of the weather.
We are closed today to the weather.
All right. Yep. Well, Have a good, nice weekend, and we'll talk to you again.
I appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.